It's funny, though, when you sort of are away from a place, such as a venue or something, you like to go back and find it in exactly the same same state, almost, than when you left it. It's like, for those of you that go off on holidays, we set up our homes to keep them safe as we possibly can. But perhaps the ultimate safety mechanism would be to actually put someone into the home, and not only do you have the alarm system, but you then have someone inside the home looking after you. How do you find someone? Do you get relatives? Do you get your 18-year-old niece? Do you get the next-door neighbour, a 21-year-old son, to sort of come and bunk into the house? I don't know. Or perhaps you ring Ruth Myers, who's the co-owner of Happy House Sitters. I think the name's fantastic. Hello, Ruth.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks. Hi, isn't it? How did you name Happy House Sitters?
Well, you know, my husband, who's my business partner, and I were sitting down trying to think of the name for our company, and we just came up with it in a brainstorming session.
Right,
you did something that was friendly, happy, and inviting.
Because you probably wouldn't get much work if it was Grumpy House Sitters.
No, that's right. And we want all our house sitters to be happy. So, and hopefully they are.
Why did you start the business in the first place?
We started the business because we were doing a little bit of house sitting quite a few years ago now. And we just thought we can do this better. So Happy House Sitters was born.
And how do you find those people that you put into other people's homes? Because you'd have to, you'd almost have to police check them, wouldn't you?
Well, we can't do a police check, but obviously the police can. And most of our homeowners do have that expectation that our house sitters have a police check.
Mm.
And most of them do go and get themselves one. We find them by, well, I guess they search for us on the internet. They find our company. They see that we've got lots of sits for them to choose from. And they apply with us. They register with us. And they register with us to house sit all over Australia.
Wow.
So someone in Victoria can come and sit in Perth, or someone in Alice Springs can just sit in Tasmania.
Where are you based, Ruth?
We're based in Melbourne,
yeah.
But obviously we do all of Australia. Yeah, looking for house sitters to enjoy short-term accommodation, holiday accommodation in a variety of spots throughout Australia.
Actually, in hindsight, it's probably almost like a holiday scenario. If people are clever, they could nominate with you and say that they want to go to Western Australia from Melbourne perhaps for a couple of weeks.
Yep,
and if everything ties up beautifully, they could come over here to look after someone's home. And would they? And they get paid for it?
They don't get paid for it. They live rent-free
in
return for looking after the homeowner's property.
Well, that's as good as money.
Yeah, absolutely, as well as pets as well. So for those homeowners out there who are concerned about leaving their house empty over the holidays, and also their pets, our house sitters can come in, look after the house, more importantly, walk the dog, feed the dog, be there for a bit of company for the dog or the cat or the budgerigar, whatever it might be.
Mm.
But it's, you know, advantageous for both parties because the animals have got company, their house is looked after, and the house sitter gets, well, free holiday accommodation in the space of their choice.
What's the average age of the person that would come in and look after my home if I went away on holidays?
Look, we have such a wide demographic of people on our books. If you wanted somebody who, say, fit into the grey nomad demographic, we've got them. We've got young couples who are
saving
to look after their first home. We've got singles, professional people, got young families. So whatever that the homeowner is looking for, we've got really a huge range of people.
Because I was just trying to picture that. I was waving my arms around trying to sort of grab my producer's attention, and I was doing it, I thought, I wonder what sort of person I would actually like to have in my home. I don't know who I'd like to have in my home. I would assume I'd want at least one burly bloke. A nice couple.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, when the homeowner advertises for their house sitter on our website, they can stipulate the type of person, or they can just, you know, leave it quite open and then wait for our house sitters to apply to them. And then what usually happens is the homeowner interviews the house sitter, So you can get a feel for that type of person in the interview. As also, we always talk about the house sitter connecting with the pet, strangely enough, if there's particularly fussy puppy dog.
That's very important. You put a house sitter into a home and the Rottweiler goes, it's just not going to work, is it?
That's right. So you go on to the next person and see if there's a bit of connection.
Ruth, how do we contact you if I'm planning on going away, or if anyone is looking forward to having, I mean, it's probably a bit late now, but let's assume that we need to put your phone number somewhere in the file of facts or the address book phone number. How do we contact you? What's the best way?
Best way is probably to go to our website, which is www.happyhousesitters.com.au. We've got a local call number as well. Can I give that to you?
Yeah, is this Perth?
Yeah, it's local call, so it's 1300.
Oh, okay, hang on, 1300.
1300 780809.
780809.
Yeah, so we've always got people who are looking for accommodation in a hurry, and we've also got, you know, the homeowners who are looking for house sitters in a hurry.
Great.
So you never know.
That's great. It just occurred to me during the week that with so many people, friends of ours, going away, locking up the place, keeping it all, and making it look as if there's no one there.
Yep.
I just thought, and also I've got cousins who are house sitting at the moment, and I thought, oh, gee whiz, I wonder if there's a way of contacting, because if you don't have family here and you still want your humble abode safe,
that's right.
The ultimate is to put someone in there and if they're, good people, you have a great holiday knowing that your place is safe.
Yeah, you can have a great holiday and also meet new friends. We've heard lots of stories from homeowners who have become great friends with their house sitters and have, you know, gone on to create new relationships just from that initial meeting.
I like it a lot. Ruth, thanks very much. I like that idea. And 1300 780 809.
That's right.
Is the number?
We're open all Christmas, so feel free to give us a call.
Okay. Merry Christmas to you December 23. I can't believe it.
I know. Fast.
It's getting close. All right, mate. Thank you.
Thank you. No problem.
Bye now.